But I'm not saying you're a horrible writer. But what I love about this letter is that even though the reader claims not to have liked the book, he has found in Jack's voice a way to say what he honestly thinks. An aside here on honesty. A few years ago, when Ruby Haller received the Carnegie Medal in England, I was invited to read the online comments posted by British children who were shadowing the Carnegie process, reading all of the shortlisted books. As I read through the candid posted comments, I was enlightened. For each book, there were readers who loved it and readers who loathed it. It was a very good reminder of how individual an experience reading can be. I was grateful for all those who loved Ruby Haller and who said so. And yes, there were some who loathed it. This included one reader who called it a snooze fest. And a boy who said that if he were given a choice between reading my book again and cleaning his teeth with sulfuric acid, he would choose the acid. Well, I felt a bit bad that they'd been subjected to such a dire experience as reading my book, but there you go. Returning to the mail generated by Love That Dog, on a weekly basis, I am still treated to letters written in the voice of Jack. I cannot escape Jack. He is always in my head. Students beg for a sequel and offer suggested titles. Love That Horse. Love That Gerbil. Love That Turtle. Love That Worm. And one of my favorites that I heard 2 weeks ago in California, a little girl waited at the very end of a line to come up and tell me, how about Flush That Fish?